This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Year in and year out, so many people miss out on Laylatul Qadr. And there's two main reasons why the people are missing out. And I'm going to share these with you. And I'm also going to share with you a guaranteed way to make sure that you are successful and observing and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr. It's a night that's better than 1,000 months, so we're going to make sure that we don't miss out on it. So why are people missing out? The first reason is the common belief, the creed that so many people have, that it's the 27th, and only the 27th, or the night of the 27th. And that's why you'll find on the night of the 27th, the masajid are full, and people are, you know, packing in the masajid, or in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout that night. You'll find they'll leave their mobile telephones, they'll leave the things that distract them, to focus on worshiping during that night. And that's a beautiful thing. And yes, there are any several opinions from the scholars that this is the most likely night. And that could be the case many years throughout history where it is the 27th. But is it always the 27th? Is this the correct view? When Imam Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah, in his book Fath al-Bari, which is the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari, he mentioned that there's 40 different opinions of the scholars of when Laylatul Qadr is. So it's not something, you know, that straightforward like you might think. And then when he mentioned the evidences, the dalils, about when Laylatul Qadr is, and he talked about them, and at the end, what did he say? He said that the correct opinion, this is what you need to pay attention to, he said the correct opinion is that it changes from year to year. It's not always on the same night. When we look into these evidences, from the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have, you know, something clear in Sahih Bukhari, focus on the last 10 nights. That's clear, alhamdulillah. What should we focus on the last 10 nights? Another hadith, he said, to focus on the otar, on the odd nights. And another narration, he said, focus on the last 7 nights. But in another narration, he said as well, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to focus on 9 left, 7 left, and 5 left, meaning on the 21st, the 23rd, and the 25th. And throughout history, and this is any, you might seem like it sounds confusing, but what's meant by it, we're going to explain the hikmah, inshallah, in a minute. And he, but what we're gaining from this, and we can see, you know, that the hikmah of this, the wisdom, is for us to be worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout these nights, to focus, not to leave one night. And through history, we've seen that the alamat, the signs of Laylatul Qadr, sometimes it's been on the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, and the 27th, and the morning of the 29th. We've seen that throughout history. So this shows it, and proves in itself that it's not just the 27th. So this is the mistake that people are falling into. And like we said, the hikmah, the wisdom behind it not being clear, it's so that people can be focused on worships in all of the nights and not just one of the nights. And the second reason why people are missing Laylatul Qadr, and this is, you know, it's a bit scary when you really look into it. And we're talking about here not the people who are just focusing on the 27th. You might find the people who are focusing on the odd nights, all of them. And they're a bit lazy maybe on the other nights. So what happens in different countries around the world, people start at Ramadan at different times. So for example, most of the countries this year start on a certain day, but other countries like Morocco, for example, they start the day after. So when is Laylatul Qadr? Is it going to be our Laylatul Qadr or their Laylatul Qadr? Which one is it going to be? Or you say, mashallah, both of them, it's Laylatul Qadr. No, Laylatul Qadr is only one. There's not two Laylatul Qadrs. So someone's going to be right and someone's going to be wrong. You know, the scholars have tried to, you know, mention different opinions about this, but honestly, there's nothing that, you know, clearly when you see it, okay, that's it. You know, you relax when you hear that opinion. Therefore, if we really want to be successful, and here's the guarantee we talked about, if we really want to be successful on this night, we need to make sure that during all the last 10 nights, that we're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving as much as we can to make sure that we're successful. And just in case, you don't know, maybe it was that day, maybe it's going to be this day. And this, like we said, is the hikmah, that we don't forsake any of these nights. We're striving, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing all we can, so we're from the successful. And imagine that when you come Yawm al-Qiyamah, one of two people, the one who is going to have each year of your life, let's say you lived, you know, 70 years and you've been trying to observe Laylatul Qadr for 55 of those years, since the time you reached puberty, and you come with 55 Laylatul Qadrs in your scale of good deeds, meaning that you have 1,000 months, do the math, 1,000 months of worship times 55. Or you're going to be from those who were successful some of the times because you just focused on certain nights. Jazakumullah khairan for watching the video. And if you benefited from the video, make sure to hit the like button. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, subscribe and hit the notification bell to get all of our new videos. And share the khair. Share the video with everyone else you know so they can benefit as well, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.